Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 27th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Tandono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the way forward for Zimbabwe following the July 30th harmonized elections.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and vondebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's election as new president, the MDC Alliance's refusal to recognize him as president, and the future of the Southern African nation.
Zimbabwe's general elections have left what observers say is a divided nation following the disputed victory of Emmerson Mnangagwa in the July 30th presidential election. The MDC Alliance contested the election in court and lost, but still insists that the ruling ZANU-PF party allegedly stole the election in conjunction with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Now the MDC Alliance is taking the matter to the African Commission on Human Rights and People's Rights with the hope that Mnangagwa's victory will be condemned. Indications are that the Commission does not have power to reverse the outcome of the presidential election.
And this comes at a time when President Mnangagwa, who was sworn in yesterday, has appealed for unity in order to revitalize the country's ailing economy. The opposition says it does not want to work with the new government, but what will happen if Mnangagwa names a new cabinet with some opposition leaders? Will they reject his offer?
Please note that we are live streaming on our three Facebook pages, that is VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Yibambe mahlaba ezulwini ngalithona njani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke ke esijene zomhlaba. Ye lapha ke lamhlaba sihlaziya udaba lokuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe liyangapi ngesikhathi kusanda ukukhethwa umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi abe ngumongameli omutsha welizwe. Lokhu kulandela ke isinqumo esithethwe iConstitutional Court yethule ukuthi uMnangagwa nguye silwanqoba ngemfanelo ukhetho lolu. Kodwa ke umanyano MDC Alliance uthi lokhu kungeke kwenzakale ngoba Mnangagwa ucatshangelwe ukuthi weba ukhetho lolu ebambisana leZimbabwe Electoral Commission. So ke sizwile ke abe-MDC Alliance besisebethethe udaba lolu baluphanyeka ku-African Commission on Human Rights ukuthi baze bafuna ukubakwazi ukuthi kambe kungathiwani ngodaba lolu. Kodwa sizwa kuthiwa ke i-Commission ye-Human Rights leyi ngayela mandla kangako ukuthi ithi-ke ukhetho ngaluzange ngiqhutshwe ngemfanelo. Ingakhuluma nje ukuthi hayi ukhetho lungani belunje belunje kodwa ukuthi iluvalise kungani ngeke kwenzakale khonoko. So ke wande kunjalo ke mfowethu
ndiripodwe makadini zenyu
siyaphila mfowethu
nyaya ripana nhasi inongova nyaya yeZimbabwe uye nesarudzo dzichangopera mukuitwa idzi uye nezvakazoitika mutsure mesarudzo pane vazhinji vanofunga kuti sarudzo iyi yakasiya nyika yakanganisika yava divided pamusoro pezvakaitika mazuva iwayo. MDC Alliance yakatoenda kumatare edzimhosva nenyaya iyi vachigunun'una mafambiro akaita zvinhu, asi vakaruza nyaya yacho kumatare edzimhosva nokuti vari kuti zvanzi vakabirwa sarudzo nezanu PF ichishanda pamwe chete neZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Saka iko zvinezvi MDC Alliance yavakuendazve kune rimwe dare rekunze kweZimbabwe reAfrican Commission kunoti nyaya iyi itariswe zvekare kuti kuda pamwe zvingabuda zvakaita zviri nani kwavari. So nhasi tinoda kuti titarise kuti Zimbabwe kubva panapa tichienda mberi ichafamba sei, nekuti pachine zvipingamupinyi zviripo, vanhu havana kubatana, mapato anopikisa ari kungopikisana pachavo naiko zvino, asi nyika inoda kuti igadziriswe. Ndo nyaya huru iyoyo, nyika inoda kuti igadziriswe. Zvamatongero enyika izvo ndezvamatongero enyika, asi nyaya yeekonomi inofanira kuti igadziriswe. Chatinoda kuti titakure ndechokuti tofamba sei kubva pano, chii zvichaitika kana tikati kuda pamwe vanangagwa vosarudza makurukota avo ane dzimwe nhengo dzemapato anopikisa vanogamuchira here kupinda muhurumende yavamunangagwa ivo vachiti zvendo rumwe rutivi vamunangagwa nezanu pf nezek havana kufambisa zvinhu zvakanaka ndonyaya toda kuti titaure nemi tichikurukura tichipanana mazano kuti zimbabwe yonanga kupi yonanga nenzira ipi kubva pano Dube.
Just a flashback, I think we've got a video of Mr. Mnangagwa being sworn in Harare at the National Sports Stadium. Let's just make a flashback and see what happened.
I, Emerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, swear that as President of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and will obey, uphold and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe, and that I will promote whatever will advance and oppose whatever may harm Zimbabwe, that I will protect and promote the rights of the people of Zimbabwe, that I will discharge my duties with all my strength to the best of my knowledge and ability, and true to the dictates of my conscience, and that I will devote myself to the well-being of Zimbabwe and its people. So help me God.
Kuva yasvika yokuti President makavatarisa vachiisa signature yavo yamajaira.
So, that is Mr. Mnangagwa being sworn in Harare. And, you know, according to some of those words, so he says he's committing himself to defending the nation of Zimbabwe and we as misela sivile kuti uzakwenza konoko. Kuta siku wazi tuzakwenza kumbe haji. Kutu wake, isi sifungo saa mkona, hii oti ya mkona chunjali.
Kutura miko hakunezi. It's a promise that someone makes in front of people, but what people really want to see are the results, what happens on the ground. And from what the people are saying again, we are already off to a very bad start. So let's see what people think, and let's see also what Mr. Mnangagwa will do if he can be able to keep up his words.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah. So let's get... somebody on board. I think we are having our first guest, and that is Dr. Nkululeko Swanda, the spokesperson of the MDCT led by Nelson Chamisa. Dr. Swanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So today is day two after Mnangagwa became the president of Zimbabwe. Do you still insist that you don't recognize him as the leader of the country?
Oh, well, look, he has been inaugurated according to the law and with agreement of the Constitutional Court. The bottom line is that that is not sufficient for anybody to run a country and to be a president. He still remains very legitimate because he is not governing the people with their consent. He is governing the people with chicanery and... shenanigans, and that certainly isn't going to help our country politically and economically, and it's not going to help our country, in terms of its development. Look, the bottom line is this. Whatever he wants to claim, He has no legitimacy. He runs a government that will not be legitimate at any particular moment. But I hope that somebody reminds him that when you're reading a speech, there are full stops and commas.
Of
course, I'm going to go to the elections. There are three branches of government, but the president insists that there are four branches of government. In this regard, the president insists that he insists that there are four branches of government.
Mr. Joseph Chuma on the line. He's a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. One day, I think you can go ahead.
Mr. Chuma, how are you, sir?
Tiripoesu.
Manzoa sataro na Dr. Nkululeko Gwatsvanda pa soro pe mtungamiri wenyika. Munoti chinyi vachuma?
Unfortunately, mazo pinda anto pezisa. Anao za zese za hata ura pati. Jandanza, ita ura zonzi, vandu wanga inga bora. Munu ya andofunga arugu umana jaezi. I don't know the chief, I'm going to go back to the government. Whether the advocate Chamisa, the advocate Zimbabwe, the political ideas, the former president, Even though before election, I was a president of Mnangagwa. Let's get to the next stage. The next stage, the Waka economy, the territories in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Mbatara, she knows you can. And this is Dr. Swanda Mripo. Yes. Imimi, Mbatara, Nenya, illegitimacy. When do you think you will accept or you'll take Mr. Mnangagwa as a legitimate leader? And also, what do you say about what Mr. Chuma said, that it's time for us to get out of the election mode and try to develop the country? Can you respond to him, please?
No. Look, you know, when somebody comes to your house and steals, and then they turn around and say, oh, by the way, let us share your gold, you do not just look at them and smile. The fact of the matter is ZANU-PF has been running this country for 38 years. And what we have seen in those 38 years is total disaster. And the governing, and you can look at it any other way. This government, Mnangagwa specifically, has no governing philosophy, does not understand what government is. He thinks that reading statements and while you are forgetting that they are full stops and commas is actually leadership. I'm trying to sing as if you are walking on a Roman Catholic rhyme is leadership. It is not. He thinks that saying things that are patently untrue, he thinks that using total violence is a philosophy that is the so-called Second Republic. The fact of the matter is that those things don't work. They have limited utility. And what is really shocking now is that yesterday he could not start his speech before he celebrated his so-called reunion with Mugabe. Just a few months ago over this election, and since November 2017, these people were the very same people who were donating Mugabe and his family to us and saying these are allies. And suddenly now they are allies. Look, Zimbabweans did not vote for this party because they know clearly that there is nothing believable about them and they never tell the truth. He told an untruth yesterday, clear untruth, that he invited the 23 candidates. He did not do that. He told the truth, an untruth, 3 weeks ago and continues to tell it, that the MDC ordered the military to shoot its own supporters. It's an untruth, and he needs to come out of that mode. A governor, a president, is somebody with gravitas, somebody who's believable, somebody who has the status and the stature of a president. He's so unpresidential in everything he does, such that it is even impossible to think about discussing anything presidential with him.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. I think Mr. Chuma has got the right to respond. But let's take a caller first. We've got Mukoma on the line. Maybe one day you talk to Mukoma.
Magadiko Mukoma. Muripo ere Mukoma?
Yeah, Diripo.
Magadi nizhenyu.
Kaya nindi wilani.
Tiba sirebo nenye iripano. Fungwa zenyu zaka mira se yapa.
Hey, yakanaka zvikuru. Ndinoda kutaura maonere angu.
Ndizvo.
Maybe angatibatsira tese. My elections akaitwa kuZimbabwe. Tikabvuma kuti akaitwa kuti aitwa zvakanaka, hapana rohwa, hapana tukwa. Takaita free and fair election. Isu pati yedu yangu inini hangu pati yandinosapota yedu. And not about the ANC. Takajiwa. Takabuma, Takaitia, Takasangalana. Because later, Padam Ningina will do Tamisa. Long tender. There's Akaita who contest. Adizama, Kutazama, Ataka owner. Akazama. The mamma of a president of AC Aganda Ari Puma candidate, the Numa tender. Don't tell us, we want to raise like a campaign, I'm a candidate, I'm a MP, I can't win, I never got you, I'm a race, you know what I'm saying? Right. But I'm here, I'm going to leave. I'm here, I'm going to leave my court. I'm here, I'm not going to leave my Zimbabwe. There are rumors that is gratis. But I'm going to, I'm going to Na hiyo mkuma mkuma. Ndokumbe ya warume ya wawamu. Ndokumbe ya wakamiri ya mapati ya tukusha waranesha omani. Ndokumbe ya katipatirane warume. Ndokumbe ya zosezi. President hati wani. Idi Mnangagwa. Ini president wangu ni maduku. But nasi president wangu maduku. Anufana duza uzi. President wa Zimbabwe ni Mnangagwa. Gulule Goswanda. Anufana uzi wangu. President wangu ni Chamisa. Asi nasi president wa Zimbabwe. ED Mnangagwa. Ngati tibone sana tose. Ngati bvumirane. Inoita kuti mangwana tisarwa namasoja. Tisarwa namasoja. Ngati tibone masoja kuti ndeye Zimbabwe. Tisatuka masoja. Hozi pakufambidzana kwatiita tienda kumakoti. Tirikudzimbira vamwe vakafirwa vamasoja awo atiri kutuka awo aya. Achazotirova. Ngatisiyane navaruma.
Naye mukoma.
Vanorwadziwa.
Mukoma. Muri kuti imimi vanhu vasataura zvavanofunga here nenyaya yekutya masoja vasataura chokwadi here nekuti vanotya masoja
hatisi kuda kuti vasataura chokwadi nokuti vanotya masoja kana tichitaura chokwadi ngatitaure chokwadi isina masoja mukati isina mapurisa mukati tinetsa nesusu papolitics yedu Tisa mbozi, ndiaka wana pakaro wabanu, mwuzwa wani. Pakaro wabanu wa mwagafa, wa mwono ziwa emini. Zunu zakatika one day, mangwana hata kuna muna kata wato strike. Zunu zakampo eti kafuti pasure hapo kublawayo, kukafa mwana mdika ewa net 3 days, kana mcha zye uka, it's last of last year, mna September. Mwana mdika kane 3 days, kwa last strike kafuti. Masreke wana weku Zimbabwe, ana mjere. Paka famu wana mdiki kublawaye, kana mchazieu. Wana mdiki, akafa wanu wakawanda, wanu wakuru watanga mstreke. Mangala si wakamugawati ya hindi mstreke. Nukutu papa famu. Mwana wana katiru wanda, mwana ya hindi wakwa na mtare. So, wabiri kwa hindi wakwa na mtare. Akafa kuna nama kukua, kana mchiri kuzieu.
Kwa
hindi wakwa kuteuru wakwe ropa revana wa Zimbabwe. Natimira 2023 zvese zvakaitika izvi kuti takabirwa maelections takaita sei ngatigare pasi mabirirwa akaitwa maelections vakaona pari zvino ngavatigadzirisa ipapo kuti kana takunda kumaelections anotevera maelections anaunzwe paconstituency paavhoterwa ipapo
tinotenda skuru mkoma tinotenda nezvamataura tichadzoka kwamuri Mr. Duve mkoma here is saying that this issue of taking each other to court is to seize that it's not going to be beneficial to anybody and he's encouraging that we move forward as a nation and concentrate on other important issues and leave the election thing out of the way now.
I guess here he's talking about the African Commission on Human and People's Rights, right? Which was set up by the African Commission.
Yes.
So this commission was actually inaugurated on the 2nd of November 1987 in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. And one of its key, or let me say, two of its key functions is the promotion of human and people's rights and the interpretation of the African Charter on Human and People's Rights. So I guess Mr. Dr. Spanda, he has to talk about it because they are taking this matter to the commission. So, Dr. Spanda, as you can see, the commission may actually have certain powers, but do you believe that by taking this matter to the commission, you may get some kind of result that you are wishing for?
Of course, the intention there is to get a clear declaration that what happened, that the election was rigged, that evidence that we produced and provided for the court should have been heeded to in making the judgment, and that our disagreement with the court and that the process that the court undertook suggested that it was captured and the things that ZANU-PF was doing prior to the announcement of the judgment indicated some form of collusion between the court itself and ZANU-PF. And that declaration, in fact, is what would be the aim to show that whether they want to bulldoze and have an illegitimate government, that everybody is very clear about that. And that it be declared that our rights to a free and fair election were respected by ZEC, the court, and ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
But let's also talk to this concomitant use of the threat of death on Zimbabweans by invoking the seemingly abridged right of the police or the military to kill people in our country. It is a travesty that anybody would speak in that language. And I do not think that Professor Maduku condones that kind of language. Makes one doubt whether or not people who speak like that have ever had a word with Professor Maduku. The military and the police have no right to kill anybody at all. The police have a right to arraign before the courts, get the courts to try and get a conviction if somebody is committing a crime. The military has no purpose being on our Zimbabwean streets. Only an illegitimate government. Government polices the streets using soldiers.
But Dr. Spanda, if we may look at the composition of the commission itself, we've got Dr. Solomon Ayele Deso of Ethiopia and others from DRC, Angola, Tunisia, Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Kenya, Mauritius, Mali, Algeria, and Cameroon. Some of these nations are actually friendly to Zimbabwe. So how do you see yourselves succeeding? Njoba kunje Spanda. Ngibona zani lapha enqhe abantu bakhuluma iqiniso ukuthi sithele isikhathe nje. NgesiNdebele ba.
Hayi sikho ukuthela isikhathe. Ukuqakathele ukuthi indaba zomthetho kufanele zilandelelwe zibe segcekeni. Abantu basakhumbula ukuthi yayikhona futhi court yesadik. AI lo msebenzi wokuthi khangele okuyabekwenziwe ngamakhothi eZimbabwe. Ikhothi le yacina yenza umsebenzi omhle kakhulu kuSadik, kwacina kwenza ukuthi uPresident Mugabe ahambe kuSadik aye ukuthi hayibo, ikho amakhothi lawa sawafuni ngoba abantu laba kabeki kangako abengekho kwele Zimbabwe. Ngalokho kwesinye isikhathi bayathola amathuba okuthi bakhulume iqiniso ngoba emazweni abo bengethuselwa kabuhlungu nguhulumende wabo. Ngakho kunamathuba okuthi singathola impumela eqondileyo njalo elandela umthetho wale Zimbabwe nomthetho we-African Union.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Dr. Spanda. All what he's saying is that they've got hope in this commission. You know, he's saying that the SADC tribunal at one stage actually came out with a verdict against Mr. Mugabe, which was really biting. So he says maybe they'll get another verdict from the commission, which could come right on them. So maybe let's go to Chuma first, and then we take a caller.
Yeah, Mr. Chuma, you had the last two offerings. What do you say about what Dr. Swanda just said? And do you agree with the other young man who was saying that we should abandon all these things and concentrate on developing the country, in spite of the fact that there are some people who are not satisfied with how the whole situation ended up?
Well, the paramount thing here that we need to really digress is that in anything like this, an event like an election, there must be a winner and a loser. And then when we have the latter, now it depends on how they are grateful about it, how they accept it. If you accept living with humility and dignity, then there's always a proper way forward. But if you don't accept living and you are bitter about it, and this is exactly what we end up having in the case of my good brother, Dr. Spanda. Because honestly speaking, the good thing that happened in Zimbabwe was that the issue of that court issue was actually broadcast live for everybody to sort of see and hear for themselves. And if you all had that process and were being honest to each other, we all tell each other that our learned colleague, the advocate Mpofu, went in there without anything at all except his eloquency and just speeches. There was no evidence whatsoever. I remember Advocate Chamisa tweeting, saying that they've gone through all the V11 forms and they are now ready and prepared. But not even one V11 form appeared in court in terms of the evidence that was required, to actually put up a case and win it. So here was a man who just went into court and was very eloquent about it. He spoke so passionately about it, but did not bring anything on the table in terms of evidence, which is what the court deals with. The court doesn't deal with eloquency. No, the law is an ass, and we all know that. So they did not bring any of that up. And now that's how they lost the case. You must remember that the court had even condoned the whole issue, even if they filed outside time. Right, but basically allow them to go ahead and present themselves and their case. And they did not do anything at all. It did not justify why they were there. And now they want to waste more time and resources going to another court somewhere else there. Come on, let us live in humility. Let us live with dignity. Let us live as statesmen. And that way, we'll tomorrow to face. Right now, what Shibanda and team are supposed to do is to start to proffer solutions of resuscitating the economy. They must start using their brains now in trying to see that the level that we want will achieve by working together, coming up with ideas together, sourcing out help together, pointing out where things are not going wrong. I mean, where things are going wrong within the government and the system is correct, because that's how things should be done.
Right.
A check and balance sort of schedule.
Thank you so much.
Keep on being bitter and bitter.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. We'll get back to you in a few minutes. We have a caller.
Yes.
Ramakura, muripo here, parunari. Ramakura, muripo here. Aiwa, nemwe muchakurawo. Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu. Tibatsirewo nenyaya iri kunetsai.
Okay, yaina kwenzira parodhi zvangu, but inini ka. Maonera ndiri kuita dano ratorwa neMDC Alliance rakanaka, nyaya vasingazobudirirawo pamberi apo, at least vakatadza kubudirirawo pamberi apo ka. Padanho ratorwa rakanakisa. Wazenge chokspoza kuitira mavava kugadzira mera mangwana kana maelection akuzoita arari kugadzira next time 2023 ndinotsigira danho ravaita pachinchi hombe chandiri kuonawo futi suka vapedza famutanhu hausi ngavagadzirise nyaya yemuzimbabwe vanhu tibatane kuti upenyu unindire zvakanaka.
Okay, saka imi munoti kuramba vachienda kumatare dzimhosva chinhu chakanaka?
Ya, zvakanaka zvaugadzirira mune ramangwana. Vasingazvikwanisi kuchiroshe vamwaita havabudiriri kutambisa nguva bhari zvino zvakanakira kuitira mangwana kuti kana next time nyika inenge yakuona kuti muzimbabwe maelection muzimbabwe anenge anooperata sei kuexposa mbozi zvaine nguva yakarebaka 2008 something happened zvakaremaona. Saka izvo zvinhu zvinhu zvakanaka kana vanozobowo next time vanenge vanondovachitya kuti izvi zvio zvokuta zvafamba semafambira zvakaita guru riya inotsigira zvavaita kana vasvika pasitejioka orit vapedza izvozvo uvato vakanyika towirirana but chata ichi chokutanga zvakaita zvibadano rautora rakanakisa chiri rakanakisa ndoritsigira kuexposa kuexposa handingati choshona inonetsomaona kuexposa umbavha kana kuti ukiribiriri kuitwa panyaya dzekuvhota apa.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamakura. Mr. Makura here is saying that he doesn't see anything wrong in the continuous, you know, trips to the courts, appealing here and there, because according to him, this will expose everything so that next elections we don't have to walk down the same path. So for that reason, he says there's nothing wrong with what the MDC Alliance is doing. But he's also asking the leaderships of all these political parties to work very hard and unite the people as we go forward.
Yes, sir. We've got some people who are responding on Facebook, and one of them is Mkini Nyoni, who writes on the Ndebele page, "ED does not deserve being the leader of Zimbabwe. He failed during the past 9 months. What can he do next?" Then I've got Sidisiwe Ndlovu, who says, "Uphi uPresident Robert Mugabe vanipenkosi uyamdinga kakhulu uti selimzonda yini." So he's looking for the former president. Then we've got S. Lindsay Hammond, who says, "Ngabe ucela mnanga kwa should have asked Zuma to read his speech." I mean, I think he's responded to what Mr. Chuma was saying, Mr. Dr. Spand was saying. So then we've got another person here, Msunduzwa Ndlovu, who's actually waving at us. Thank you for that, Mr. Ndlovu. Then let's go back to Mr. Chuma. Very briefly, Mr. Chuma, what is the ZANU-PF party offering the opposition? Can you offer them positions in the new government? Is that possible? 1 minute in English and 1 minute in Ndebele. Go ahead, sir.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not at that level to know what the president is going to decide to do. But one thing that I know is that we are simply saying, let us coexist as a people, as a nation of Zimbabwe, so that we prosper this nation together. That we are definitely offering. But when it comes to cabinet positions, that is the prerogative of the president. Right. But president is a Zanzan. I won't go in the government
Yes, I was about to mention one call. Can you go to
Dr. Svanda? Dr. Svanda. Is anything going on between you two? I mean, ZANU PF and MDC Alliance. Are there any talks of any kind at any level?
No, as far as I know, there isn't such a thing. Look, the people of Zimbabwe have to get used to the new reality, which is that this president they have got, other than being unable to recognize full stops and commas when he's reading speeches, he does not tell truths. He's unable. He perennially tells untruths, and certainly does not understand. Doesn't understand the importance of being honest in a president. And I think that that is what we've got to talk about. But I'm also a little bit worried here that the narrative we're building is one that says perhaps the MDC are saying the police are very wrong for continuously arresting thieves. Thieves must be arrested. People who break the law must be arrested. And why are we blaming the MDC for seeking to find finality in terms of how elections must be run and pursuing the law to its logical end in all its facets? What Zimbabweans should continuously worry about is a government that is well-bent on stealing each and every election every time it comes. It is important to realize that the MDC is doing a fantastic job, in my view, in terms of making sure that democracy is respected, that the people's right to vote is one that is upheld at all times.
So all these appeals are geared more for the future elections rather than correcting what has happened already?
The rights of our people to have voted for a government that is legitimate must be upheld in this or any other election. This is what we are saying. This is where the president has gone to. This is what he said in his last press conference, that he is still going to pursue that the courts accept that there is a server that is the right result, but he did not want us to look at, and that those results must be declared, and that prima facie, as a matter of fact, the ZANU-PF government, the declared government, must accept that the election that they are talking about was stolen by ZEC and that we should return to democracy. Look, the biggest danger we have in Zimbabwe and in Africa is that of illegitimate governments, and they are seen every day by their belief and faith in violence. This is why the Zimbabwean government uses soldiers to police the streets, because it is illegitimate. It fears the citizens that it is supposed to govern. If this government was legitimate, let them take every soldier at every border post, every police station, every roadblock, take them back to the barracks. Why are you afraid of your own citizens? And why are other governments not afraid of their own citizens? These people are afraid because they're illegitimate. That is why they police using soldiers.
Then there's a question from Ubaba Umako Davis, Lapa, for you, Baba Spanda. Uti kodwa Ospanda babubona babona zani bayagcina bevuma yini after all these legal avenues? Ngicela umphendule baba.
ne ngizama ukuthi ngithi mina kuma Zulu asidingi ukuthi bavume amasela vele ayahamba ejela botho azayephendukela lokho esala ukuthi ayentshontshile ayebotshele lokho bathi angikwazi ukuthi ngibotshelweni kodwa khona ukho akwenza ukuthi amapholisa labakhangele zomthetho bathi hayi njengoba amasela ehlale esala ehlale ephika into eliqiniso so uzafanele sikhohle womthetho iMDC sile 20 over 20 years silona idemocracy kwele Zimbabwe sinabantu abachayiwayo abanye balima labathi ngithi bakhohle namhlanje sithi ngobizano ihambe itshela abantu ukuthi hayi kulicala ukwala lokhu lilona idemocracy ayikusikho cala sizalona idemocracy namhlanje lanini lanini kupresident esethamisa akuna ndaba lokuthi upresident kumba so president okuqhakathekile ukuthi eZimbabwe iqinise izilizwe elilandela umthetho uNelson Mandela bangena emajeni bayuyi labekhonale batho abantu baze bangani babakhohlwa kodwa kufana lokhu besithi into eqhakathekile ukuthi umuntu omnyama lo muntu omhlophe bayalingana ilizwe kalibuswe ngomthetho engadlanganisa abantu Martin Luther King same thing kathi kungani thina kwele Zimbabwe kumele sithi hayi izame inzima kakhulu ngono give up baye lokhu bentshontsha mthokotsho bazantshontsha kodwa sabatshengisa ukuthi akulula ukuntshontsha njalo kuzaba le mbadalo ukuntshontsha kwabo sizatshela umhlaba wonke lae Zimbabwe bazabetshela umhlaba wokuthi hayi abantu veni laba njengoba libabona bebopha behlala belindile silize ngamasosha amasosha ehlala ngesomabharaki kwenziwa ukuthi abavotelwa ngabantu bazivotela
Udube Bongani uthi true Swanda uthi waphendula khona pa ke uSibande khuluma so what Bongani is saying Dr. Swanda is on point so now I think we've got a caller on the line let's go for the caller before we go to message room
yes makadi nenyu mwirupere parunare
ndiripo makadi
wenyu tiripedu tibatsirewo nenyai doctor
yes thank you very much yeah I also wanted to make a comment, especially on what has actually transpired. You know what? What we have in Zimbabwe, we have a very serious problem, constitutionalism problem and legitimacy crisis.
Mm-hmm.
These things, you know, what the ZANU-PF guys have done, during the when they removed Mugabe in November through the soft coup, is exactly what they have actually done on elections. That is a fact. So the problem is, these guys are not legitimate. Even the aspect of respecting the constitution, they are not respecting it as well. The truth is that. Elections have been stolen. Everyone, in every corner in Zimbabwe, they know that. And that is the truth.
Why do you say that, Dr. Ngara?
It's very clear. Especially, unfortunately, you are not on the ground here in Zimbabwe. But as the residents of Zimbabwe, each and everyone around Zimbabwe, they really know that.
Mm.
They really know. It's a fact. It's very clear and it's straightforward. It's not something which perhaps needs all those evidence and so forth, which was actually being asked by the Concord. But the truth, they even the president himself, the current president himself, that is Mnangagwa, and his cronies, they really know the truth that they are not there legitimately. Right. Now, the most important point which I wanted to make is about the commission of inquiry, which he deliberately said that is going to put into place. You know what? It's just like saying it's the very person who has done the action. Then how can he investigate himself? That is impossible. And that is a fact. So we have a very serious problem. I know not only in Zimbabwe, but also in Africa, just like Dr. Esband has been indicating, which needs collective, perhaps working together and cooperation of each and every citizen. So I think what Advocate Chamisa is doing is quite good, because I don't foresee him trying to marry an illegitimate government, and a government which also does not respect the constitution. I think by doing that, he would have totally, betrayed the will of the people, because that is not the will of the people. That is working with ZANU-PF. That's the main problem which we are having. So the idea of trying to coerce this MDC people and say that let us really work together and so forth, you cannot marry an illegitimate government. You can't really.
No, thank you.
You can't. I don't foresee that. I don't foresee that.
Yes.
Neither will I also support that. I wouldn't. Let them actually go their own way. I know they would need, they really need Chamisa as well and his other guys there. But now, the thing is, if he would do that, honestly, he would have betrayed them. Let them just continue illegitimate as they are.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ngara. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
And we've got so many people responding, like Cindy Siwe Ndlovu, who is saying true what this scholar is saying. Let's go back to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Baba Chuma, if we have to ask this question, are you, as a party, really prepared to work with MTC? This is almost the second time that I'm asking you this question. So the question is designed to actually, you know, go deep into this kind of unity that Mr. Mnangagwa is talking about. So to say unity on itself doesn't mean that he's inviting the opposition to form a unity government. So where do you stand exactly, Mr. Chuma?
Right. Like I said before, I'll say it again. ZANU-PF really wants Zimbabwe to work. And therefore means that every Zimbabwean, irregardless of party, has a role to play towards making sure that we realize that goal. It's not about forming a government of national unity. For what really? Well, what it simply means that every Zimbabwean, wherever you are, you are mandated to put your efforts towards rebuilding the economy. Whatever you do, do it for the better, for the positive of resuscitating the economy, as simple as all that. It's not about the ministerial position being given the MDC or anything. It's about when you're in the MDC, if you go to America, do not go there and say, bring sanctions to Zimbabwe. Because the people that suffer are not the Mnangagwa or the Chamisas of this world. It's the ordinary people of Zimbabwe, members of the MDC, members of ZANU-PF. Those people in the grassroots are the ones who suffer from those things. So what we're simply saying is that when Chamisa goes to America, let him say, please come and invest in our country. Come and make our country better. That is the way people are supposed to be doing. That's how the contributions of every Zimbabwean is needed right now. I heard the last caller keeping on saying that he's telling the truth, but the truth according to who? How can you say that we are not legitimate yet? You saw all those heads of state who came over yesterday, inauguration. We have seen almost the whole world congratulating President Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF for winning this election, and then you say we are not legitimate. According to who? According to whose gospel? Because as far as we are concerned, we have been congratulated by almost the whole world, and they are all wishing as well. So how can they now come out and say that we are not legitimate? And the issue of soldiers was explained before. It's not like the soldiers are supposed to always come out there. But the police at that moment, at that time on the 1st of August, had not yet come back from their deployment. And those that were there were being overwhelmed by the rowdy and violent demonstrators who were now burning up things. Because had they not done that, things could have deteriorated into having a worse scenario. And then those soldiers were called up there. And I am very sure that the instruction that those soldiers were given was fire warning shots should up and scare the people to disperse and get away from town. It was not to say, go and kill people. That is why, if you see the video of that incident, you see that there was only one soldier who was pointing his rifle towards the people and shooting the people. But all the other soldiers, their rifles pointing upwards, they were shooting upwards. So that soldier, that one rogue soldier, must be dealt with. The law must deal with him as an individual. We must know Why you do that?
But the fact,
and actually hit you. To say, what are you doing? Stop that. So that, those are separate things. Dr. Sibanda must understand that the government is not afraid of these people. Yes, they command a following given, but we also command a following too. So people must not make it look like Zimbabwe is just Formula and Harare and some of these towns. Zimbabwe is 10 provinces put together. And we command support in almost basically most of the provinces. And the highest number of voters is in the rural areas, and we all know that. And we command that following because of the tangible things that we are doing with them there. And yes, they command the other nine. Fair and fine. We don't dispute that. But what we're simply saying is that they must stop thinking that then they have the whole Zimbabwe, the whole majority. No, they don't. That is why even if you look at the representation in Parliament, we have two-thirds majority. If representing the whole of Zimbabwe, they should have had the majority in Parliament.
But what's the way forward for Zimbabwe, Mr. Chuma? Just briefly, I'll give you a minute. The way forward.
The way forward is to disengage the political gear. Let us stop being bitter and fighting for something that has happened. This has happened. It has been endorsed. Presidents have come. They've blessed the inauguration. Now it's time to move on. Let's disengage the political gear. Let's engage the developmental gear. The one that I say that as a Zimbabwean, wherever you go, preach good about Zimbabwe. Promote investment into Zimbabwe in whatever little space that you are in, whether in Washington, whether in Botswana, whether in Rwanda. Promote Zimbabwe for the betterment of Zimbabwe itself and our future generations that are going to follow. This is no longer the time to be fighting. We did that, we campaigned, we canvassed, and the elections came and they've gone. We even allowed them to go to court. We waited for them to see their day in court, and the day came. The court deals with evidence. They failed there too. And the court pronounced its judgment. And
now they are doing
that too. So for how long are they going to keep on disputing? Let us disengage this political gear and engage
Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, can you briefly respond to what Mr. Chuma is saying? You know, go ahead.
Absolutely shocking, typical of ZANU-PF. He is on the one hand saying that Zimbabwe is not being policed by soldiers. Does he think that the people of Zimbabwe don't see the soldiers at Bainbridge border post, Plumtree border post, Chirundu? Does he think that Zimbabweans don't see the soldiers that are manning roadblocks? Does he think Zimbabwe don't see the soldiers that are roaming around the streets of Harare in people carrier vehicles? And then before he even finishes the same presentation, the same argument, he then says, we allowed them to go to court. Who does he think ZANU-PF is? ZANU-PF does not allow people to go to court. The laws allow people to go to court. This is why I think, you know, the Emmerson Mnangagwa government needs to learn a lot about law and process. You know, Mnangagwa said himself that he allowed the courts to set duty free. And this is a crisis we have. They cheat in the elections because they think by simply calling for a vote they've done us a favor. They are not doing anybody a favor. This is what must be done in this country or in any other country. Things must be done according to law. It's not anyone doing anybody any favor. The fact of the matter is this. This government, as illegitimate as it is, and the caller earlier on was correct, because every Zimbabwean talks to every other Zimbabwean. If every Zimbabwean you talk to says, I have never met anybody who says that they wanted to vote for ZANU-PF. During the election campaign, ZANU-PF gave thousands upon thousands of T-shirts, and no one was wearing them. To this day, you scarcely see them. Urban or rural, you don't see them. Simply because ZANU-PF doesn't have the following or the people that want to be identified with this party for the sins it has committed against this country, for the continuous cheating it has done at election time, and because our people do not want to be run by a government they have not consented to be run by. We also realize that this government, this whole debate is based upon a lie. President Emmerson Mnangagwa does not have the capacity to enter into any negotiations with everybody because his party is torn apart.
in the next few days, watch this space. We are going to be tearing each other apart, telling each other that we're kicking out those people who were playing Boram Sango. And you can realize that for the first time in the history of any country on earth, you have a vice president giving a speech at an inauguration. Nothing about this government is stable. Nothing about this government is legitimate. Nothing about this government has ever been done. Nothing about this government is believable. Nothing about this government is true.
But what's the way forward, Dr. Smith? Way forward.
The way forward is that the people of Zimbabwe deserve a government that can tell the truth. The people of Zimbabwe deserve a government that does not need the military to police the streets. The people of Zimbabwe deserve a government they have elected. The people of Zimbabwe need a government that does not believe they give you the right to go to court. The people of Zimbabwe deserve a government and a president who can read a speech and recognize their commas and full stops. Well, the people of Zimbabwe have abantu bezani ubebhalela izincwadi upresident uMnangagwa ngesikhathi kusiya ekhethweni, kasikhulume njengabantu sibone ukuthi siyenza ukhetho ngendlela eqondileyo. Abantu bezimbabwe bakhethe lowo muntu uhulumende wezanupi fanele ananzelele ukuthi ukuze ilizwe lethu liqalise ukuqhubekela phambili, kakudingwe njalo kuvunyelwe abakhokheli abafana lopresident uNelson Chamisa ukuthi baqhubekele phambili zenceda ilizwe lethu lisiya phambili. Besebenza lozulu weZimbabwe, izanu kayisakwazi bantu benkosi ukuthi uzulu usetshenzwa naye njani. Icabanga ukuthi abaphezulu kuphela yibo abakhilizwe. Ilizwe lakhiwa ngabantu, kababuza umdala unkomo wayekwazi. Ilizwe lakhiwa ngabantu, nxa uhulumende esebenzela ndawonye nabantu bakhe engabathumela amasotha ukuthi bayebadubula, uhulumende nalowo ilizwe liyaphumelela. Ilizwe kaliphumeleli ngolaka langodlame. Khathesi uyabuza umdala uthuma, ngiyamhlonipha kakhulu, uthi yena kulo msotha oyi-one wayerogo yeyi bantu elizwe leli liqondile lowo msotha angithi khona ebharaki.
Yeah, what is Kuluma Chuma? You can go to Chuma so that we close the show.
Mr. Chuma, kana makatarisa kumira kwakaita zvinhu, pane vanhu vanoita sevakawanda, hatisungoreva vakaita sana Dr. Sibanda Vega, asi pane vamwe vanhu taura vachitivo zvinhu hazvina kufambiswa zvakanaka. What is it that chamungada kuvataurira vanhu ivavo vasingafari, vasina kugutsikana nezvakaitika kana ndezvazvo nekumira kwakaita zvinhu, chamungada kuvataurira chii, Mr. Chuma?
Well, chinhu chinondikatla mazva kumutanga is that my good brother, Dr. Chivana, keeps on saying that my president is lied. I don't remember my president lying about anything. He has always been reconciliatory. He has to reconcile. But what I know for sure, that is on record, on public record even, is that his president, his party president, has lied to us in public. He lied about Trump. He lied about Kagame. President Kagame from Rwanda. He lied about so many other things in public. And then you want us to trust that president to come and run our country. I was reading this. This is what we're simply saying, is that let us come back to the drawing board. Let us just be together as Zimbabwe and work towards developing Zimbabwe. We'll live another day for going back to the campaign and try and win elections in 2023. Right now, it's over. It's done with. We now need to... I will keep on emphasizing this. Let us disengage the political gear and engage the development gear. I will tell you, once we do that, we will begin to see each other as brothers and sisters of Zimbabwe. We begin to know that, yes, we can have our different parties, but the principle of Zimbabwe must be one, and that is we must all drive towards.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Sorry, guys, there's no extra time here. If it was maybe Dynamos versus Nectrud, you know a team called Nectrud?
Yeah.
Then
we're
going to have some extra time, maybe. Or Highlanders versus that other team. So, Dr. Nkululeko Gusibanda and Mr. Joseph Chuma, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Remember to like our pages, Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Tanuno Kawande. Until we meet again next time, please take care and good night.
Thank you.